Greetings, welcome to another edition of Stardate Susitna. I'm Kathleen Fleming. Yahoo! There's clear skies in the forecast. I'm sure everyone is happy for that. So this week I am excited to tell you what's up in the night sky, since there is actually some hope of seeing these things. Then another interview with another eclipse chaser, actually two. Will and Sally Peterson witnessed totality nearly 2 months ago. Hear their stories after this. I like to start with the moon. This week begins with La Luna, a waning crescent, thinning as she slips closer to the rising sun and new moon, which occurs Thursday morning. After that, the waxing crescent will follow the sun across the sky, but will be in the low southerly constellations of the zodiac, and therefore we in the far north will not easily see the slender post-sunset moon. The best role the moon has this week is to play the middleman smack dab between brilliant Venus and lesser Mars in the pre-dawn sky of Tuesday the 17th. If you have a low eastern horizon, look as early as 7 a.m. for a lineup of Venus near the horizon, the crescent moon above and a little bit to the right, and pale Mars above the moon. They will climb higher as time progresses, but the dawn will also progress, causing Mars to disappear. But slender moon and lovely goddess will pierce the twilight and remain visible even after the sun has risen. If you can watch them, best done with binoculars, through the daytime, you'll see La Luna in her continuous march eastward against the background of stars and planets, inch closer and closer to Venus. They will be closest to each other in the mid to late afternoon on Thursday. The UAF aurora forecast is diminishing but still active. There have been no sunspots on the Earth-facing side for 6 days as of Saturday, writing the script. The current aurora is due to a coronal hole, a gap in the sun's atmosphere that allows more material to escape into interplanetary space. Yay! Keep watching for northern lights this week. One more astro item. The annual Orionid meteor shower peaks this week, Friday night, Saturday morning. This is a very broad stream of debris out in space, so it takes a long time for the Earth to move across it, over a month. The number of shooting stars has been gradually increasing since early October and will taper off until early November. This year, there's only about 20 shooting stars per hour at the peak this weekend. But these are among the fastest and brightest of the annual meteor showers. We'll be seeing streaks of light resulting from super fast specks of dust left behind by one of the many, many passings of Comet Halley. The streaks all appear to radiate out of the constellation Orion, actually towards the upper portion around his head, hence the name Orionids. The constellation is sufficiently above the southeast horizon around 2 a.m. until dawn. Morning meteors this week and peaking this coming weekend. Now let's hear about the totality awesome experience of another Talkeetna resident who saw the All-American eclipse last summer. Will Peterson, former general manager of KTNA, and you've heard his voice on the radio in the past quite often. So Will and his wife Sally went to see the total solar eclipse. That's now almost 2 months ago. Can you believe that, Will?
It does seem so long ago. It's a distant memory, but a good one.
Yeah. Where did you go?
We went to Eastern Oregon, Baker City, to see the eclipse. Oh, we got Saturday before the eclipse. We stay till Tuesday.
So you got there a couple of days earlier and you left the day after. Did you go there to be with friends or family?
We met friends. Long road trip. It wasn't just the eclipse we were doing. We were going to do a road trip anyway, and the eclipse was kind of in that same window that we were traveling. And for the longest time, I wasn't sure if I was going to head to the East Coast or stay in the Pacific Northwest. And a couple weeks before the eclipse, we decided, let's just go to the Pacific Northwest. Yeah, we met longtime friends, Alaskan friends who live in Fairbanks. They were down there. We stayed in farm country there. Absolutely beautiful place we stayed at. It was a group of about 12 of us that brigaded and hung out and drank Bloody Marys and played golf. Enjoyed the eclipse.
Did you check weather maps to choose Baker City?
You know, we looked at all those things that have been out in the media for the last year about what are the, you know, what's the probability of good weather in this place and good weather in that place. And Oregon was one of the, especially Eastern Oregon, was one of the places that had a high likelihood of good weather. Mm-hmm. And as we were getting, I thought, if the weather's bad, the weather's bad, and that's the way it is. And we, if all we did was the eclipse, the trip was worth it. Mm-hmm. And if we didn't do the eclipse, the trip was worth it. So we just had a great time.
Awesome.
You know, I mean, the eclipse obviously was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Blew us away.
So how long in advance had you been planning to see this eclipse somewhere, wherever?
Oh, Kathleen, I had your eclipse glasses on the dashboard of my motorhome for a year.
Great.
Not really knowing that we would do that. I retired a year ago, and I knew that we were going to be doing a bunch of traveling. And we said, well, this, if we're on the road, this makes sense. So it wasn't specifically planned a trip to go do the eclipse. But once we got closer to it, we knew that the eclipse was part of our trip, a big part of our trip.
So would you say that seeing an eclipse was not necessarily on your radar for, you know, decades? It was just sort of...
No, not decades.
Okay.
I've always wanted to see an eclipse, but I wasn't going to travel around the world to do it.
And
the timing
and has,
was right.
Has your attitude about that changed? Do you want to see another one?
Yeah, we do. We're, you know, the next one, and I'm forgetting the years, whether it's 24 or 33, I'm not sure. There's one that's going to sweep across the northeast of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I have family on the East Coast, and so that's a consideration. And then there's one that's going to go across, what is it, the Seward Peninsula, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I know some people are talking about hitting home for that one. So, yeah, you know, in the group that we were with said, wow, we need to do this again in 7 years or whenever the next opportunity is. So it was, I'm really glad I saw it. If people haven't seen one, you have the opportunity to see one in your lifetime, you ought to do it.
Had there been any eclipse veterans in your group? Anyone else had seen one?
No, there wasn't. We were all rookies.
Can you describe some of the things that you saw or noticed, some of the things that were surprising that you didn't expect?
The lighting of the whole thing, you know, the idea that this that the sun is going to get blocked out, you know, we kind of knew that was going to happen, but you couldn't possibly vision what that meant, I think. And I think the one thing that really stuck out to me, well, there are lots of things that stuck out to me, but we looked to the east, you know, and the sun was, you know, it was morning, and it was all flatlands in front of us, and then some 4,000-foot mountains about 10 miles behind us. So we could see flat, and we could see hills behind us. When the eclipse started, when the moon started to get in front, you know, it slowly started getting darker. And the thing that was really amazing to me, which I hadn't envisioned, was that the trees that we were around, and there were a lot of low trees, I think, and the shadows from the trees were just really crisp shadows. And as it got darker, the shadows didn't move. You know, it's hard to describe. You know, when the sun goes down tonight, shadows will get bigger and bigger, you know, and basically they steal all the light and it gets dark, right? Here, the shadows didn't move. It just got dark.
Yeah.
And so right at that moment, when just before totality, those shadows were still just as they had been. They disappeared for 90 seconds. It got dark. And then when the moon started getting out of the way, the shadows were right there again. So it was, that was pretty impressive to me. And the other part was... looking behind us to the mountains, the blue sky and the green mountains, the colors were different than I'd ever seen. And I'm not sure, I'm just not sure if that the eclipse and the way the shadows are and the light disappearing, the sun disappearing. But I saw colors I don't think I ever saw before.
Wow.
It was also cool. We had a thermometer, watched the temperature drop 22 degrees in 45 minutes, you know.
Good, good.
It was like 82 degrees when we started, and it was down to 60 or 58 during totality.
So you had a chance to linger with the people that you were with to see the eclipse.
Yeah, I think every one of us was pleasantly blown away by the whole event. I don't think any of us knew how impressive it would be.
And how about Sally? What was her reaction? Or is she there? Can we talk to Sally?
Yeah, talk to Sally. She was a big part of the group. We had a fun time. It's kind of fun to think about it 2 months later.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's Sal.
Oh, thanks.
Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hey, Sally. You have been an educator for a long time, so I was wondering if maybe you had a different perspective.
I think Will probably told you about the animals. You know,
he did not. Oh, tell.
Well, we were next to two farms.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it affected the chickens. The rooster just started, you know, making the morning call.
Wow.
And the chickens and pecking away and then started making a lot of ruckus. But the rooster crowing was like, okay, and he didn't know, and he did it on both ends of the spectrum before it went into the total and when it came out.
Oh, interesting.
And then there was a bunch of cattle on the other side of us, and they all came to the fence and were looking at us, which was, you know, I mean, they weren't mooing anymore, but they were all looking at the people. And things that I didn't get to see. We went out that evening, and at a restaurant, the lady was telling us about the ground quivering.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, you know, like looking up in our glasses and cheering, and none of us looked at the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't get to see that, you know, phenomenon where the ground is actually quivering.
The shadow bands, yeah.
And then the other thing, one of the people that we met there had a motorcycle, and he went up into the mountains that were behind us, and he said he could see the line of totality coming straight at him.
Oh, so he could see the shadow moving across the earth.
Yep, which made me wish that I was up higher.
At a high point. Next time, you know, nobody can help but scream and hoop and holler.
Yeah.
And you and your group?
That's exactly what we were doing. But the thing was, we were all looking up. The eeriness of the shadows before it happened, you know, and we had been sitting there for, you know, a couple hours watching it all. But when the totality happened, you know, you didn't take your eyes off of it.
Yeah, that's the only time you get to see the sun's corona. It deserves all your attention, yeah.
And it was awesome. It really was something I had never experienced before. And, you know, I hope I live to experience another one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one thing, it was a smoky area where we were at.
Mm-hmm.
And the day before the eclipse, it was smoky. The day after the eclipse, it was smoky. The day of the eclipse, it was beautiful, clear skies.
Oh, that was very lucky. Sometimes the weather gods do cooperate. Okay. Well, thanks so much to you and Will.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's terrific. I love their observation of the shadows giving way to and returning from darkness without the elongation of a setting or rising sun. And if you want to plan your future eclipse viewing, I recommend starting online at Mr. Eclipse, where you can find location info for all the partial, annular, and total solar eclipses. About time for a stretch of sunny days and starry nights. Make the best of them. Have a great week and keep looking up.